Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Montello Jewelers.
Stephanie, hello. It's Emery.
Hey, hold on. Try not to cough in your ear.
It's all good. How's the day been?
Oh, it's. I got here just before noon. My husband, I told you, my husband started dialysis.
Yeah.
And we've been doing the classes, so I had class this morning. So I didn't get here till noon, but I got a phone call into that customer.
Yep.
We'll see what she says. She hasn't gotten back to me yet, so we'll see.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. Did you want to maybe just, I mean, we only have one of these left, and they have been, again, discounted $2,000. Do you want to just, hold on to it, show it to everybody, put it up on Facebook? If the woman wants to come in and take a look at it, fantastic. You just give it a
no,
shot.
No, I don't want to do that quite yet. Now, I have a question. Do you have hoops of any other size? Not diamond carat, but actual size?
What do you mean, like carat weight?
Bigger round.
Bigger, like the diameter of the hoops being bigger?
Yes. My brain's not working.
No, the hoops that we have in now, or the ones that I've sent you, are the only ones that we've got in now.
Okay.
Is there kind of, because there's a lot of them that are on sale. There's like 3-carat totals that are on sale for $2,000.
Okay.
If they're natural diamonds, there's two and three quarters. There's 2.5s that are on sale. Do you want to just give this one a shot? I'll send you maybe a 2-carat, a 2.5, and then maybe that's seven?
I would say yes, but Mark's going to fuss at me when we have to pay shipping back. So,
gotcha.
Because we were closed all last week because my daddy died. So that means we had no income all of last week. I don't want to create any more bills for him at the moment.
Gotcha. Oh, I get it.
Right. So, he's wonderful. He paid me, for the whole week.
Yeah.
Even though bereavement's normally 3 days, but obviously you can't go all the way to Louisiana, plan a funeral, clean out a house, and get back within 3 days
because
it's a 23-hour drive. But
you drove all the way down there?
Well, because we didn't know how long it was going to take to do everything. Plus, since it was so sudden last minute, I didn't have anyone to watch my Mastiff.
Yeah.
So I had to load my dog up in the car and go, literally within an hour or two of getting the phone call.
Jeez.
So, it was super duper fun, let me tell you. I got there just in time for my appointment with the funeral home. So,
Oh, jeez. Again, I'm so sorry to hear.
It is what it is. I just wish the police would have told me everything when they called.
They left details out?
Well, they said they found him laying on the side. He'd been, he'd passed in his sleep, and that's what they said.
Uh-huh.
What they failed to tell me was the last time anyone saw him was Friday. They found him on Tuesday. The smell in that apartment, when they went to move him, he burst. His mattress was soaked in blood that it was dripping when we had to pull it out of the apartment. When they went to bag him, he splattered on the wall. So I spent several days cleaning my dad off the wall and out of the carpet. Not mention the mattress and the bed and
It was definitely longer
than a week. And
getting
the smell out. Yeah, and getting the smell out of that apartment. I don't know how the neighbors didn't smell him.
Ugh.
And if the police would have at least let us know that ahead of time, we wouldn't have walked in there and been surprised.
Yeah.
All right, but he passed in his sleep. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's
the most peaceful way to go. I was able to salvage some of the stuff. Some of that stuff I don't know the smell will ever come out of.
Yeah.
I just wish they would have told us that. But now I know that if something happens, they don't clean up nothing. We found pieces of my dad's scalp on the pillows.
Ugh.
Yeah, right. And, of course,
it happened that quickly?
Well, Louisiana heat. He had never come
on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, and I have a horrible sick sense of humor. So my brother finds the part of his scalp, and I'm looking at it, and all I can think is my dad had the best hair. How can I save that? And then I burst out laughing, and my brother says, "Why are you laughing?" And I said, "Because I can't bring his scalp to the reservation." that won't look right.
Oh, Lord, Stephanie.
you kind of go a little crazy for a minute. So, if they had just been a little more forthcoming with some of the details, at least to my brother who lived in town, I understand not telling me when I had to drive 1,200 miles, but they could have told my daughter who showed up at the scene.
Yeah.
But instead, they wouldn't let her near the apartment, so...
Your brother wasn't able to get in before you?
Well, he waited till I got there. He don't drive.
Oh.
So, he lived in the same city, but on the other side of the city.
Yeah.
So, he waited till I got there. My daughter actually got into the apartment before we did, and she, she's about 5 foot tall, about 100 pounds soft and wet, holding a cinder block.
Yeah.
And she found the mattress, and she's pretty, so she was able to talk to the maintenance guy to help her carry out the mattress. But it just left a trail everywhere.
Oh, my God.
But at least she got that out, so we didn't have to see that. But bless her heart.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. I mean, she's a trooper, because that was a lot for a 24-year-old to deal with. So.
Yeah, she's young.
Yeah.
I was young, yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but... Regardless, I'll see what Diane says, and I'll let you know. And if they sell, they sell.
Yeah.
I told her that it's a limited offer on the price and on the item, so she has to let me know quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll make it work. Right. Keep me in the loop, okay, Steph?
Certainly will. You have a good one, Emery, okay?
Awesome. You as well, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem.